Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Here, Bird Show. So did America get it right last night? Abby says no.
No, I'm taking that back. We put this on the schedule before I knew who the sexiest man alive was. And the sexiest man alive is my long-held crush that I feel so bad that I now have to dispel his award.
Oh, plot twist.
Plot twist. John Krasinski is the sexiest man alive. John Krasinski from The Office. And everyone knows Jim Halpert is like my heart and soul. Like, I want to be with Jim Halpert. I want to be with John Krasinski. I'm so jealous of him and Emily Blunt's relationship. But yesterday, we did say that I could probably come up with some better ideas for Sexiest Man Alive. So I do have a list of people that I thought were going to take the crown, or so, I thought should have taken the crown. But here we are. The best choice, John Krasinski.
So People Magazine officially named him the sexiest man alive, and I think Stephen Colbert last night made it official, but we told Abby that whoever that they come in with, I'm sure you have some dudes on your plate that are going to be better, whoever that guy is, and now we've got this plot twist, because this is who you would have voted for.
It's who I would have voted for, but surprisingly, he was not on my list, because I did choose five people that I felt like represented 2024 well in terms of sexiness, so let's get into it.
Oh. Is that sexy music?
This is my sexy club music. At the top of the list for who should have gotten Sexiest Man Alive but should not have because John Krasinski totally deserves it is Barry Keoghan, because he started the rap boyfriend trend. And I know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. He's not sexy. The ladies think that he's sexy. He represents rap boyfriends everywhere. You look at him and he has kind of like these rodent-like features. He's a talented actor. And to top it all off, he is a total simp for his pop star girlfriend, which is also becoming a trend in 2024.
So there are some that might not know the name, but know the project he's in. So what has he been in before where they'll know, oh yeah, that guy for sure.
He's the freaky boy from Saltburn.
Yeah.
From that freaky movie where he was getting it on with the grave.
Right.
I cannot look at him the same since I found out about his last relationship. I'm sorry. I'm going to ruin it for you.
What happened?
He left his girlfriend with his 15-month-old child and then started dating somebody else.
Oh,
and that gives me the ick.
That's not sexy.
No. So when I look at him, I see unsexiest man alive.
But what did you see him in Saltburn? Did you see the ending scene? Yeah,
deadbeat dads, just not sexy.
No. He just did an article talking about how involved he is as a father. Because I mean, she could have been the worst. I don't know why we're pinning it on him. We don't know why their relationship ended, and it could be all on her.
I'll tell you why we're pinning it on him, because 80% of our audience is women.
And maybe it's the baby's fault. Did no one think to blame the child?
Yeah, right?
Children do ruin lives,
that's
okay?
A solid point.
He was out here just being a hot rat boyfriend, and here comes this kid. No,
I'm just kidding. I just don't, yeah.
They grew apart. To me, that's coded.
Yeah, they grew apart 15 months ago when he found out he's going to have a kid.
All right, the second man may also surprise you because he is a short king. We needed some short king representation on the sexiest man alive list, and this is none other than SNL's Marcelo Hernandez. He's been getting a lot of traction recently. You probably heard this sketch on TikTok where he plays a hot, spicy man named Domingo.
Look, I'm sorry I met someone I connected with, but Domingo is in the past.
Kelsey, I'm here. Hey, man. Came all this way, had to explain, direct from Domingo. Kelsey's a friend, she's like my sis, but we did hook up though.
So funny.
How tall is he, the short king?
He's 5'7".
Yes!
He's under 5'8". Yes! So I feel like he's perfect representation for the short kings. And if you need any proof that women are into short men, just take Marcelo Hernandez. Look at any stand-up comedy clip of his on TikTok. The women are going feral.
It also proves the point that if you're that short, you better be funny.
Exactly. 100%.
Or rich.
All right. The next guy is Dev Patel. He has been around for a while. He was in Slumdog Millionaire, but he's also in a new film called Monkey Man where you get to see him with his shirt off fighting.
What did this dude do in the gym? Damn.
He is crushing it. Very handsome, very sexy. Anytime I get on my timeline, there is at least five women thirsting after Dev Patel.
Now, you finally got one that I feel is worthy of a sexy title. The other two I feel like are cute, but I'm looking for like sexy. This is sexy.
This is sexy. But you know what? I feel like everyone has their own brand of sexy.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Some people find rats sexy. Some people find short kings sexy. Some people find shirtless, ripped men dripping in sweat sexy. Kristen, let's not discriminate.
And he's smart and rich, winning all that money on Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, that was a movie.
100%. All right, the next guy was actually a nomination from Katie. So Aaron Pierre is an up-and-coming actor who has gotten a lot of traction from a new Netflix film that he's in. It's a military film, and who doesn't love a man in uniform? He is sexy, has a little stash. You know how I feel about a slutty mustache. So, this is for the men, this is for the women who love facial hair.
And he's 6'3".
And he's 6'3".
Okay.
So,
and he's a man in uniform. Although I guess sexy depends on what kind of uniform we're talking about.
This is true.
What if it's Fridays?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. A Waffle House uniform gets me going.
You can make that sexy.
If you can make a TGI Fridays uniform sexy, you truly are sexy.
You are him.
You holding a vat of that Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce, you sexy.
And last but not least on my sexiest man alive list is none other than Travis Kelce. Because there is nothing sexier than being public about your woman. And after seeing that girl get locked away in her very fancy mansions with her loser British boyfriend, I am so happy to see her with an American man who's winning Super Bowls and carrying her across the stage.
As a sidebar, I'm not really sure what happened with the Kelce brothers yesterday, but for whatever reason, I think people were like trying to break into their homes or something while they were playing a game?
Yep. So that's actually coming up on your next Entertainment Buzz on the Bird Show. But Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes' Kansas City houses were both burglarized.
So somebody obviously flew a drone over Travis Kelce's house. Have you seen how big that house is?
It's
you
huge.
Would think it's Taylor Swift's house.
Well, it technically is Taylor Swift's house because he bought it right after they started dating because A, he was making way more money, so he should have upgraded anyway. But B, when you're dating the most famous woman in the world, needs a castle. She needs a very safe castle.
Is the whole family in there or is it just him?
It's just him.
Damn.
And her.
Listen, I love your list, but I think it's missing one name. Manny Jacinto. Do you know who that is?
No.
Have you seen The Good Place?
Yes.
So he plays one of the characters in The Good Place, but if you Google his name, Ripped, or plus his new movie, The Stranger,
Cheekbones.
Yes.
That is a jawline.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he in that new Star Wars thing? Everyone was thirsting after him in that.
Yes, I think he is. But watch him. He's definitely going to be huge coming up.
I have a feeling we could have this debate for hours and hours and hours.
But really, at the end of the day, John Krasinski was the right choice.
It's The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
So speaking of Travis Kelce, his house did get burglarized along with Patrick Mahomes's. Although it sounds like Travis got more burglarized than Patrick Mahomes. So his mansion was broken into on the evening of October 7th, right after Monday night football got kicked off. And apparently $20,000 in cash was taken from his house and the back door was damaged. So it looks like that's where someone came in from, not from the street, maybe from like the woods that his house backs up against. And then for Patrick, his estate, which is what this article calls it, because they have a big house. Theirs was broken into, but there's nothing listed as to what was actually burglarized. So it kind of looks like they maybe got like the better end of the stick here.
I mean, it's not hard to tell when they're away. You just have to look at the NFL schedule and know when they're not home.
It always surprises me, though, when you're this kind of level celebrity and you have that kind of real estate, that there's not somebody on property all the time that you're paying to make sure that these things don't happen when it is so obvious when you're out of town.
That's the thing. Like, yeah, I feel like every away game, you should have, you know, and it obviously, if you look at the estates, they have the money to pay for somebody to patrol the property if need be.
If you're one of these people like I am that just, you know, kind of cruises through richy rich neighborhoods and takes a look at the homes and are like, oh my God, look at that one. Who lives there?
What do you do?
Yeah. Look up Travis Kelce's home today and look up Patrick Mahomes, his estate also. You'll be blown away.
It's absolutely insane. And of course, Taylor Swift, like, she has somebody on property all the time because her house has been, you know, burglarized or broken into. I think even someone ran a car into one of her gates at some point. So this is nothing new for her. But I feel like the NFL wasn't prepared for this kind of like attention and celebrity on them to where maybe they're like, we don't really need somebody on property. Just, you know, maybe ADT is fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we go out of town. We get a house sitter. I'm sure you could find somebody to watch like their houses for free.
A volunteer tribute.
Yeah, right.
At least throw a Ring camera up. Or yeah. Something,
or just a sign in the window that says, hey, we are protected by, like you said, ADT. That'll keep people away.
Home security. All right, Jordan Chiles, she is still obviously very heartbroken over the controversy surrounding her Olympic bronze medal. So if you missed this story over the summer, she got her bronze medal. She had to contest her score for one of her Olympic routines. Somebody else from Romania got the third place score, and then her coach was like, no, I think actually Jordan's was way more difficult. So they contested the score. The judges were like, you right. So then they gave her the bronze medal, and then Romania then contested it again, saying, oh, they didn't do it in the right amount of time, even though they did. And then they took the bronze medal away. So she went on Hoda Kotb or on the Today Show and talked to Hoda Kotb about the controversy surrounding this entire thing.
It's definitely been a really hard year. And to know that this was the ending of something that I thought was going to be perfect. But as my grandpa would always say, you know, he'd just tell me, everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason, and she still has the bronze medal.
Where is the medal, by the way?
I have the medal.
Oh, well,
the
okay, then done and done.
The medal is mine. I have the medal.
Got it.
She's like, they are not taking it away from me. Yeah. You can take the title away from me, but I am keeping that thing in my house, as she should, in my opinion.
I hate that it's tainted even a little bit. I said tainted.
You did.
I hate that it's tainted even a little bit. When you think, I mean, for both of these athletes, to be honest with you, but this is just not the kind of thing that should end up in courts. You know, it should end up where it did, and that's competing, you know, and I hate this.
It's so dumb because they literally said that Jordan had the difficult score, and then it didn't happen until Romania decided, wait, just kidding, they didn't do it enough time. And they have literal proof that they did it in enough time. They have a time-stamped video. So it's ridiculous that this is even an argument.
It feels like she has to work just as hard to get through the controversy of it all as she did to be in the position she was in to actually have this. And that's like the part for me that sucks the most.
I know. And we've already mentioned this like once or twice when it comes to the Olympics. But I think people are going to be rooting for her so much in 4 years that I know it really sucks for her. And I don't think she should have to go through this to have the kind of fanfare that she's going to have in 4 years. Mm-hmm. But think about how riled up people are going to get next time around.
Here's how we settle this thing, right? You get 100 random people from around the world, right? You ask them where the United States is, and you also ask them where Romania is. If they can pick where Romania is, then the other one gets the medal.
A geography test?
Geography test, right. Nobody knows where Romania is. U.S. better than Romania.
I think we're just bigger than Romania. Ask them to be like, where's Utah on a map? And we might be in the same position.
This is The Burt Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Once I give you this information, I imagine if you're listening live to The Burt Show right now and you're in your car, you are going to pull a Yui as though you're in Fast and Furious.
Do a little Tokyo Drift?
Yup. Krispy Kreme is giving out free donuts today.
Ooh.
All right. Pull that U and get over to Krispy Kreme. It is World Kindness Day. So Krispy Kreme locations all around the country are giving out free dozens of donuts to the first 500 people that show up today, so long as they still have donuts available.
Oh, so you said not just a donut, but they're going to give you the first 500 are getting a dozen donuts?
Today, yeah, the first 500 customers are participating in locations get their freebies in person or through the drive-thru.
At each shop.
Yeah. Wow.
We got to get the interns on the road.
I was just saying the same thing.
Seriously. Who's in the back?
Damn. Okay. Krispy Kreme, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Free donuts today for World Kindness Day.
And happy World Kindness Day.
To you as well. I think I did. I was celebrating early, and I will tell you how, but it almost backfired on me a couple of days ago. And let me ask you guys what you would do. Okay. You know, I hate that saying, no good deed goes unpunished.
But it's true. That's why you hate it.
So I was trying to do a good deed. So I am flying back from Fort Lauderdale, and it wasn't a huge plane, and I was lucky enough to get the window seat. That's my seat of choice.
I'm shocked we weren't on the same flight, by the way.
I know, right? So anyway, it's two seats in my row, whatever it is, 12 A and B, right? So I sit down, and I'm settling in, and there's a lady next to me, and she's got a good 15, 20 years on me. She's enjoying her movie, puts her headphones in and starts to doze off, right? That's cool. Well, you guys know how much water I drink. And after a weekend in Fort Lauderdale, I was drinking a lot of water. Okay. It was time to hydrate. So I am sitting in my seat, and as soon as I come on, I can feel like, all right, I mistimed this. I should have gone before I got on the plane.
You're like a kid leaving for a road trip, man.
Aren't there just some times where you don't feel it and then you feel it all of a sudden, bam?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, force yourself to go sometimes.
Yeah, right? So I get on the plane, it's not a problem. But as soon as I sit down, I realize like, okay, as soon as it's safe, I'm getting up and I am going to use the restroom because my bladder is 3/4 full right now. And this is going to be bad. So she gets in right after me and we take off and she dozes off and I have to go so badly at this point. But she is so peaceful, sleeping so peacefully and immediately drifted off into this REM sleep. If she was a dog, she'd be running through the forest with her legs all going and stuff like that. So her mouth even is a little bit agape and she's got her head back and quite honestly, all the pigment in her skin is gone. She's in a deep, deep sleep at this point.
Or is she dead?
Yeah, right.
Once we you lost guys, pigment, I got concerned.
Me too.
I swear to you, you're joking about it, but I was checking out her stomach to see if it was going up and down.
Put a finger under a nostril. Yeah.
Just do a little pulse check.
Grab the compact from her purse and put it underneath her nose. See the fog?
Now, this is upon takeoff still, and she's already in this deep sleep. So who knows how 70-year-old was partying in Fort Lauderdale over the weekend. But she starts to doze off, and she's done. She's dozing off. And now the little bing goes, and they come over, and they say, hey, you can walk around the cabin if you want. Everything's looking pretty good. You might want to keep your seatbelt on just in case, but go ahead, you know? And I look at her, and she also has the table down at this point. Right, so
you are completely blocked in.
I'm completely blocked in at this point. And I am starting to debate with myself. Do I wake her up? Do I hold it? Do I wake her up? Do I hold it? Do I wake her up? It's only an hour flight to Atlanta. What do you do? What do you do?
I'm going to hold it.
You're going to hold it for the hour.
It's an hour, and she's a sweet old lady.
She is a sweet old lady, man, and she is, she might have been knocking on heaven's door. She was sweet and in a great spot.
This is on you, because there are bathrooms all around the terminal that you could have pre-planned, done your business, and got on the plane and survived all the way to Atlanta.
Not fair. You have not had that experience before where you don't have to go, and then all of a sudden, it's a rush.
No. This is 1,000% on you because you know what your bladder does. You need to be sitting in an aisle seat.
Well, at that point, I was asking myself, does my bladder matter?
I almost feel like it's an
said rule that if you're a window person, because I'm a window guy, you have to make sure you don't have to go to the bathroom.
Yep.
Like, you owe that to the person that is in the aisle to make sure that your bladder is under control.
So you would penalize yourself because you didn't go to the bathroom before getting on the plane by sitting there and waiting for the hour.
100%.
Okay. I am sitting there and I am thinking the exact same thing. I think I'm a good person the same way you guys are. But at some point, it hit so hard that I could almost feel the fluid leaving my body.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I am like, I am not, as a grown man, peeing on this flight, okay? So I had to wake her up.
I had to wake her up.
It was, you talk about, I'm never sure if DEFCON 1 is the worst or DEFCON 5 is the worst.
I don't know either.
I don't know. But it was going to be an emergency situation. I was literally going to have to be a grown man walking down the aisle with pee on both legs if I didn't do it.
Did you feel the shame when you had to watch her take her time to put the tray table back, take her headphones off?
It couldn't be fast enough, man. And she was agitated. Really agitated.
This is The Burt Show.
If you could think of the one thing that someone could do to ruin a Friendsgiving, it's the exact thing that one of my friends did.
Okay.
One thing that can ruin a Friendsgiving.
Can we all take a shot at it before you tell us?
Take a shot at it at the end before I give y'all how we got there.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm curious as to what y'all think it will be. So, to recap, for anyone who may not have heard this story, I went on probably a top five petty streak for the last year of my life, and it all started with Friendsgiving. So, my lady came up with this idea to have a Friendsgiving every year. We had the first one last year. This year was the second annual. Her and one of my best friends are very adamant about this. They love these events. They want to put Friendsgivings together. I don't mind it. I just feel like it's a lot of work. So I went out of my way to try to host the Friendsgiving this year to give my dude a break because he hosted it last year. But I was still holding on to this pettiness of the fact that it was my first time trying to contribute to such a thing. And I made two dishes. I made fish and shrimp. That's what I got.
And you had been, like, going online and learning how to cook these two specifically, right?
Because the first Friendsgiving that we had, I remember vividly when everybody's food was lined up and everybody went to get something from everywhere that the food was and everybody just kept passing my fish and shrimp.
And it's not like you went rogue. There was a list of items that they wanted for Friendsgiving and people checked off what they wanted to do. And you're like, I'll do fish and shrimp.
Right.
So there wasn't even, like, any taken. So people were just looking at it and making a determination, I'm not putting that in my mouth.
His lady took a bite. She took a bite.
Yes. I saw the moments where people was looking like, nah. And it, like, I saw that happening. And then I saw my lady sit down, and she did have the fish on her plate. But like I said, it was given, let me eat something so he doesn't say anything.
Yes.
I don't want to hear anything about this. So I took note. And then there were even people who were making fun of my food, who didn't bring food. Like, you didn't even bring anything.
Well, that might have been better than what you were served.
Probably. That was probably the way to go. So I was so in my feelings about it that I started taking cooking classes on YouTube. And I learned a lot. I learned to season my batter. Mm-hmm. I've learned to season the flour. I learned a lot. I learned about presentation. I learned about putting things like parsley that just make it look good, right? I did all of this. Let's just say my fish and shrimp. I'm not going to say it was top five, but it was at least top seven.
Okay.
Did you have a lemon wedge? Just squirt a little lemon on top of it?
Yes, I did.
Oh!
Yes, I did.
So aesthetically, it even looked better than in past years. So there's no excuse for anybody to go to that table and go, ooh. I mean, it looked pretty also.
It looked way better.
Okay.
It looked way better, and there was none left. I saw people going back to take seconds. Like, that warmed my heart. Yes. I was like, I did it. Like, I went out of my way and I did it.
But I thought you were going to tell people who didn't eat it last year, you were going to swat their hand and not allow them to eat it this year.
That sounds good on paper.
It does, right? It started off that way because it was really my lady and my best friend. Everybody else I wasn't so disappointed in. To them, even if my food was bad, y'all was supposed to eat it to make me feel better about myself.
You're supposed to be my ride or die.
That's a part of brotherhood right there and a part of being a significant other.
Yeah, but it's not ride or food poisoning. It's ride or die.
It wasn't that bad.
I'm just kidding.
That's where I thought we might be going. That would ruin any party.
So, speaking of.
Okay.
Now, mind you, being that they forced me to have this Friendsgiving, And my guy is this man. I get jealous sometimes because he is such a good cook. Like, this is his thing. He could be a chef if he wanted to be. He's always taking it seriously, and he just has it, man. The man can just cook, and he loves to cook.
People that know how to cook say they can taste the food in their mouth before it's in their mouth. Like, as they're putting it together and all the ingredients, they know how it's going to taste. That's an impressive gift.
And he taught me that cooking with love is a thing. Like, mm-hmm. that's people think they don't realize how much that of a thing that really is. So he cooks with love. This is his thing. So we obviously gave him like the bigger platters and the bigger dishes to take care of in order to bring in. So if there's one thing you can do that y'all would say somebody could get wrong mm-hmm. to completely ruin a Friendsgiving, what comes to mind?
The turkey. Somebody butchered the turkey.
Y'all want to explain to me what this is right here? What is
that? That is a black turkey.
What is it?
Okay, now, all right.
That is a charred turkey.
The man put his turkey in, I guess he was frying it, in the backyard. He has like the, so he put right and left the house. Who does that?
Was he thinking like it's it had to sit there for a couple of hours? No, like if he was grilling it?
He just ran and picked something up. According to him, he was only going 10 minutes, but when he came back, blackened to the third degree.
My man.
This is the turkey.
He deep frying it?
Yeah. He was deep frying the turkey.
Was it frozen when he put it in? This is your annual reminder. Never deep fry a frozen turkey. It'll make it like explode into flames.
I have no idea. I know he did the turkey last year and it was amazing. And it was the first time I had deep fried turkey. And it was so good that everybody was like, well, are you going to do it again? And then he walked in with that.
I can't believe he actually, he even brought it.
But I think he bought it for kicks and giggles.
Just as a joke.
But like, then, no, but he was eating it.
Oh, he was eating it.
he said the flavor was good and we should have tried it.
How long did it take to chew one piece?
Listen, I had no parts of that turkey. I was like, if this does not prove my point that they are not prepared to have a Friendsgiving every year, I don't know what will.
I imagine
him walking in with that.
Everyone's sitting around the table like in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation when the turkey's a little dry and...
Yeah. Now, if I'm this guy and I'm a really good friend, I'm saying I did that on purpose so people would have your fish.
That would have been a good play.
Yeah.
That would have been a good play. He didn't even bring it in a pan. He brought it in like holding his hand like it was his plus one.
Ruined.
It was bad.
Ruined.
Ruined it.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, we got a couple of minutes here, and I got $100 for you guys. If you can guess one superficial trivia question, 1-855-BIRCHOW. I call this Lose Bert's Money. We're going to start off with one. Hey, ooh, here we go.
Somebody is trigger happy.
We're going to start off with $100. Call now, 1-855-BIRCHOW. Three of you guys will compete against each other. With every incorrect answer, I take 10 bucks away from that $100. So start lining up now, 1-855-BIRCHOW, and we'll put you on to compete here in just a couple of seconds. All right, Kristen, bodyguards at weddings?
Bouncers at weddings. That's my question, because I attended a wedding recently, and sure enough, they had a bouncer at the door. And I was informed ahead of time that there was going to be a bouncer at the door anyway, so it got me wondering, and I'll tell you why here in a second. It got me wondering, so I went to the internets, and I went to Reddit, and sure enough, there are plenty of people that have hired security for their wedding, have hired a bouncer for their wedding. There are some venues that actually require security, not to keep people out, but to keep the, like, if you have an open bar, the unruly guests tame if they're having too much drink and something may, like, flare up, at, you know, with the guests that were actually invited. But, my niece is a member of the LGBTQ plus community, and she and her girlfriend got married, and there were some people who were not on board with the union. So not that they were going to cause a huge scene, but they were specifically not invited because their rhetoric online was dangerous to their way of lifestyle.
Okay.
And so she had a bouncer at the door of the bar to make sure that those family members who did not approve of their union were not invited because they did not want that energy there.
I can understand that.
I totally
makes sense.
Yeah, when I showed up at the door and the guy was standing there and he was rather intimidating too. And he's like, last name. And I'm like, and of course, like, this is my husband's side of the family. And I'm like, Mattingly. He's like, specify.
Is that right?
I'm like, we're one of the good ones. We're an ally. Yeah,
we've taken calls like this before from people that want one person that are invited to the wedding to keep them out, and you got a bouncer there.
Yeah, and then I saw on Reddit, because I was asking people on Reddit, or I wasn't asking people on Reddit, I was looking on Reddit to see, and there was a woman who asked a question and said, am I crazy for wanting to hire security / bouncer for my wedding to make sure no one brings kids?
Oh, no, you can't do that, man. A bouncer for that?
Yeah, she wrote, love kids, just not at my wedding. I'm a middle school teacher, and the only kids allowed are my two nieces, my nephew, and my fiance's niece and nephew. Otherwise, if you can't drive, you can't come.
Come on.
I deal with kids that aren't mine every day. I want one day where I don't have to. Anyone else having a child-free wedding, what would you do if guests brought kids anyway?
Oh, yeah. And I'm getting like a little kiddie jail, too. So if they try to bring them, they just got to be behind bars the whole night.
That's called daycare.
You got to put them in some Fisher Price handcuffs and tase them also.
Fisher Price tase them.
All right, let's play a round of Lose Bert's Money. All right, let me get three contestants on the line here. Good morning, Bert Show. Who is this?
This is Quana.
Hi, Quana. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Happy to be here.
You sound a little surprised that we picked up, but here we are. What part of town are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Charleston, South Carolina.
All right. Appreciate you guys on 95SX listening, that's for sure. All right. We also have Linda. Hey, Linda. Good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Good morning.
Morning. Where are you calling us from, Linda?
I'm in Fort Wayne.
All right. Thank you for calling from Fort Wayne. Oh, we miss you guys.
We do miss you guys. Thanks for still listening. How are you listening, by the way?
Thank you so much. On the app.
Oh, sweet.
All right, thank you.
Sweet.
All right.
I'm like, wait a minute. We're not there. How are you listening?
No, it drives me insane. Like, I wish I would do anything for you guys to be back.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're a radio winner.
One tear rolling down my face. Lisa, good morning. You are on the Bert Show.
Good morning, Bert.
Good morning, Lisa. Where are you calling us from?
I am calling from Goose Creek, South Carolina.
Okay. You guys on 95SX are always up early, man. All right. So here is your trivia question, and this is how it's going to work. I'm going to tell you it's a very superficial question. We're going to go in the order that we just mentioned here. And then with every incorrect guess, I take $10 off. So I'm hoping you guys lose. This is my money. It's coming right out of my pocket. All right. So we're going to start with $100, and here is your trivia question. 41% of brides say they worry about this the most.
Ooh.
What is it? Quana, you're our first.
Okay. They worry about their makeup not looking good.
Their makeup not looking good. That sounds legit. Remember, this is 41%. That is not correct.
Nobody wants a busted face for their wedding photos.
No. So now we move on to Linda. Good morning, Linda. You are down to $90.
41% of maybe their wedding cake?
The wedding cake. Not the correct answer. Okay. 41% of brides say they worry about this the most, Lisa.
It has to be the dress.
The dress.
Maybe I'm not gaining weight. Yeah.
Is the dress going to fit?
Fitting into the dress.
Is the dress going to fit? That is not the correct answer.
Lisa, that was the one I was thinking, though, babe.
That might be more than 41%.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 41%, Quana, of brides say they worry about this the most.
My man showing up. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say that.
What?
That was it.
Were you really?
About their husband not showing up.
Her husband not showing up.
The party.
That would be
a member of the party. A member of the bridal party.
Okay. Member of the bridal party not showing up. I would have to split that money between Kristen and you if it was right, but it is not. All right.
All right, Linda for 60.
Oh,
The toast.
The toast. 41% of brides say they worry about this the most.
You
the
never
toasts.
Know what the maid of honor or the best man might say during mm-hmm. the reception.
It's usually the best man that says something stupid.
Absolutely.
Right?
Every time.
You were right.
Yay! Hey!
You were right. You took my money.
Finally, a winner.
Dang it. You took my money. How much were we down to?
$60.
Congratulations.
Congrats. Awesome. Thank you.
Appreciate all you guys listening very much. 41% of brides say they worry about this the most, the toasts. It's The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.
Cassie said something in studio a couple of minutes ago that I was ahead of her on 48 hours ago.
That I think I'm going to have to give up social media for a while. And it's just become such a... Interestingly enough, it's not people being mean. It's become a doomsday place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not always a fan of echo chambers, which obviously your algorithms will show you what you want to see. But it's too extreme. It's like the world is ending.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to invalidate the fact that there are possibly some scary times ahead, for especially for certain groups. But I just... It's giving me anxiety. It's making me panic when I'm scrolling and they're like, you need to make sure you have your international driver's license and an updated passport and a fully stocked bunker. And I'm like, what the hell is this? When did everyone lose their damn minds?
And the criticisms of every single move that's already being made and stuff like that. I had to do the same thing, man. Because, look, we've talked about this so many times. You get into that riptide of an algorithm. It is really hard to get out. Really hard. So if you were trying to invest in the election and trying to get both sides, your algorithm was really, really confused. And now that you're watching maybe one or two more on one side than the other, that's all you're getting. And the world is coming to an end on one side of my algorithm.
That is the most perfect analogy. Riptide of an algorithm.
Yeah.
Like when you're just getting pulled under and you can't get yourself out.
That is exactly
what it feels like at times.
I have literally tried searching things on TikTok and Instagram that will trick the algorithm.
To cleanse it. Trying to cleanse your
and give me some content that Abby comes in and the youth group is talking about, because it sounds so fun out there. My TikTok is not fun.
Yeah, I mean, I was stuck in the doomsday for a little bit, but honestly, the only good thing that came out of it was finding out that wine was going to be a little bit more expensive, so I stocked up, and then I thought, okay, time for me to get on brain rot TikTok, and now it's just hot men.
But I think this is important to notice, is because my TikTok's never been quite this extreme, but it is now, and I think it's interesting that this riptide, love that phrase, can suck you in without you realizing it. And then all of a sudden, you're on the extreme end of whatever your values are.
Yes.
And when you see every single video saying that, it can feel like that's reality, and it's not. And so I think whenever you look at any social media, keep in mind, like, even if the videos over and over again are telling you one thing, that is a small slice of the internet. And those social media companies want to keep you on. So they're going to show you that content. So you watch one, they'll give you more because they think that's going to suck you in longer. And all of a sudden you're like, everything's ending. But then you look outside and you're like, the sun is shining.
There are times where you will not even know that it's affecting you. But then in the middle of the day, maybe this is just me. Maybe in the middle of the day, I'm doing a self-check and I'm like, why am I so bummed today? And I realized I just spent 45 minutes online scrolling through The World is Coming to an End.
Okay, so everybody needs to get on my algorithm, because I don't know what this says about me, but I am primarily on Instagram, and I obviously am like constantly like thumbing through reels and my For You page, and all I'm getting is a chicken that yells people's names.
Fantastic.
I'm getting fart videos, beautiful, especially those of kids. the scare pranks, I get those videos incessantly. So my Insta's a really fun place to be.
I would love to have yours.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
And I think more and more now, I think the trend is going to become here more often over the course of the next couple of months. People starting podcasts and more shows that truly are just delivering the news and doing it in a way that doesn't sway you one way or the other. Because it's so evident to me, and it actually angers me now, that I can see the manipulation happening on both sides. No matter, I'm going to use CNN and Fox as the example, but it pisses me off when I'm watching them and I can see the obvious slant and what they're trying to do. Now I've got to find a third option, and I think we're going to find more places where there's more moderate people that just want the news and let me make up my own mind.
I literally just talked to my husband, Chad, about this. I said, I mean, there is Al Jazeera, which I think is fairly nonpartisan, at least it used to be. But I was like, there is such a market for a news station to step in and simply just give unbiased news. And I think, honestly, that's what the American people really need, because we're so divided, and it doesn't help that our preferred news networks are contributing to this divide.
How often do you guys check in on news, and what do you use? I'm just curious.
I prefer to keep my head buried in the sand, so only when TikTok forces me to listen.
Same. I think that's smart.
I don't use TikTok. If anything, I'll get it from Twitter, but Twitter is just as bad as TikTok as far as just feeding you whatever you believe.
I can't remember
the last time I clocked into Twitter.
Yeah, it's just as bad.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. And we have said before, like, it is a known fact now. Even the comment section is skewing towards what you believe, and this has a lot to do with why we're so, you know, why we see things so differently.
That was crazy to me, finding out that my comments look different from your comments.
Yeah, right. Like, always.
That was bananas.
Well, you said it in studio, and I've been thinking it for days, so thank you for saying
it.
The Bird Show.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.